So let's see. So there, let me just share some things and then we can open it for more sharing and co-creating Dharma reflections here. I think that there's a lot of wisdom too within the community. And if you have questions, comments, other things also, they're welcome too. But what I wanted to share is that, in daily life, there's, depending on the circumstances that we have, there are different ways of practice. One thing I love about this practice is that there's not a fixed way to practice, and that no matter the circumstances, being aware, being present is possible. And so just know, as you transition into your activities, you may go and just go and get dinner or go to bed or take care of yourself in other ways or take care of your children. That too counts. That too is proper. And your furry friends, that too. That also counts. Everything counts in the practice. And the beauty is that, even though we're practicing here, like we say in Spanish, together, but individually, juntos, pero no revueltos. It is like there's a sense of, we practice with ourselves first, but there is a relating happening, a connecting happening also collectively. And so we can trust that one way or another, the practice will unfold depending what is here. And so I want to share with you there's one sutta that I love, and some of you may know that I refer to this sutta frequently. The sutta. I just love how it sounds in my mouth. Sutta. But I love it because it gives us some guidance on the whole, how to cultivate wholesome states and how our actions can be guided in a way that can support or not wholesome states. So, there's this practitioner that shows up to the Buddha and says, I am on of the view of the opinion that when anyone speaks of what they have seen, there's no, and they say, those I have seen, there's no fault in that. And that anyone speaks of what they have heard, they can say, those I have heard. There's no fault in that. And when anyone speaks of, when anyone speaks of what they have sensed, they can say, thus I have sensed. There is no fault in that. When anyone speaks of what they have cognized, they can say, thus I have cognized. There is no fault in that. And so the Buddha responded, I do not say that everything that has been seen should be spoken about, nor do I say that everything that has been seen should not be spoken about. I do not say that everything that has been heard, everything that has been sensed, everything that has been cognized should be spoken about. Nor I do say that everything that has been cognized should not be spoken about. But for one who speaks of what has been seen on skillful mental qualities increase and skillful mental qualities decrease, that sort of thing should not be spoken about. So in other words, you know, for experiences that are, that, you know, we have cultivate, support unskillful mental qualities, then we should consider how it is that we're going to relate to it. And if what we're going to share in different ways increases skillful, the wholesome, then that we should consider sharing it. So I love that, because sometimes it's like, wow, you know, I don't know, you know, there's all these different things going on, and I don't know if I should speak about this or not. And so that is one way of, you know, what cultivates increases wholesome states or decreases wholesome states. That is kind of a nice balance there, kind of a way to discern how it is that we can choose from our actions of body, speech, and mind when we're relating to others. And this is not to say, you know, well, I don't want to say about this may increase my, you know, the wholesome qualities, though this person may not like it. That's another ballgame. That's something else. There's other things to consider there. It may be wise to speak it. So there are different ways in the practice, you know, and trusting how it is that we choose to cultivate wholesome states of mind. And today, through the practices that we did with for people that are interested in the suttas, I was using also the Anguttara Nikaya 8.63, chapter 8.63. So there is, you know, different, like, kind of a, I would say for me, at least in my experience, have been like a trajectory or a progression, especially when I'm going through big challenges within the practice that have been very supportive. And one is to establish mindfulness in any way I can, to find a way also to bring some kind of stability of mind. And this continuity, this coming back, you know, I was like bringing you back, bringing the attention back over and over again, is a way of cultivating, gathering the mind, unification of mind. We can do that in daily life. It's one aspect of samadhi. It's one aspect of unification, gathering the mind. I like gathering the mind. It supports. Yeah, I will do it, Jim. Yeah, be happy to. It will be like a way to support mindfulness. You know, mindfulness and unification of mind can come together. They may not be separate. And so they may support each other. And so sometimes we have this idea, used to have this idea that, because, you know, we're in daily life, that I would not be able to develop the practice, to develop some kind of stability that will allow me to have more clarity of mind, to be able to have more discernment and to see, you know, that there is a possibility of freedom, of peace. And so it is possible. And I'm just really curious to hear soon, how are you right now? from when we, you know, from this morning to now, conditions are changing. But if there was at some point some kind of stability of mind, some, you know, there may be some moments in which we may receive these visitors, these challenges, you know, all these different experiences of anxiety or fear or strong desire, aversion, regrets or doubt. But, you know, they really, you know, just remembering this morning, I had a moment of strong aversion this morning before starting this day long. And I'm, right now, it just passes in my mind. It's like, wow. I mean, it doesn't mean it will not come back. But right now, I can see a little bit more clearly. And I'm like, it's okay, Bruni. It's okay. Clarity to see how to respond wisely, to not cause additional harm, or, you know, to see some way to respond in a wholesome way. So we established mindfulness. We need to know what is going on in order to see how we want to be free from, and to develop clarity, understanding. And so there was that stability of mind, that repetition in one way or another. And then there was this aspect of bringing the Brahmaviharas, maybe metta and compassion mostly, which is also, there are also purification practices, and there are also practices that could be used, cultivated, developed to bring stability of mind, bring some samadhi too, because it, you know, the repetition coming back to the phrases, or just here. And so wherever you are in your life, all these practices can be accessed. It is possible. One more thing that I want to say, and then we can move into a little bit more of participation, is that as you noticed, you know, things change. Conditions change. And still, there's something that happens within the practice, some kind of deepening, maturity, healing, that allows you to see those insights, allows you to see that understanding, and also gives you some sense of peace that maybe you can access in a way of how you relate to different circumstances, even the ones that are joyous and pleasurable, and we can distinguish, oof, this is going into craving, this is going into clinging. Any type of clinging may bring some kind of stress. So remembering you can access the practice, remembering, appreciating your trust, leap of trust, faith, confidence, conviction, whatever you want to call it. It supports us, it keeps us going, being on the path. And being here together, we may not know each other in some ways, and we get to know each other in some ways. The nice thing also during the day is like You know, we're minding our own thing and interconnecting one way or another, and stories comes and goes. Stories stay as stories. And we're here like, you know, okay, there's that story, and oh my gosh, I'm gonna do this, or yes, I want this, or but you know, there's kind of a low tone of the stories sometimes collectively. Sometimes not. And then there's space for insights. There are no insights in stories, and there are no stories in insights. So my wish is that there's been some benefit for you and for everyone that come into contact with you. Without exception. That we're able, at least of some moments of clarity, some moments of stability of mind, to keep our hearts open. Keep our hearts open. And then we have each other. We have each other later. Other times to keep going or to connect 911 Sangha. I need support. I need help. Give me some perspective here. So thank you. Thank you for your practice. It's such a joy, and it supports my practice too.